Damon, connect to audio, you plum.
Where's Lee?
Lee ain't come in yet.
Maybe message him to say come on the call.
I'm hitting him up now. How are you doing, Femi? You alright?
Yeah, I feel better today still. It's been a long way though.
Yeah, the days are taking long as well, innit?
Oh, blimey. This is the first full day I've spent in the house though.
Why, what did you go out today?
No, I didn't go out today.
I know, but where did you go yesterday?
I tried to go for a run. Oh my gosh.
Here we go. I think Damon's working now. Damon.
Yeah, my bad.
What were you doing?
Why did you have it on me?
I don't know. That was about it's irrelevant. You know, I don't know about technology.
Man just had it on me, casually on me, the whole time. Do you know what's mad? Should I tell you what's mad though about this Zoom thing, yeah? Should I tell you what's mad? Do you know what's crazy is that I knew this Zoom thing was gonna pop during this period. But because I was shook about prices, yeah, I didn't invest in Zoom. Do you know it's gone up by 50%?
Wow.
In 1 week.
How new is this app?
Yeah. This app, I was using it in the summer, bro.
I say it's like just brand new though.
I don't know. I was using it. You know when I did? No, do you know what? I used it. What year are we in now? 2020, yeah? When did we go to South Africa? Last 2019. Yeah, so I was using it when I was in South Africa in the summer of 2019.
It's fun. And I see you found house party today.
What is a house party? Tell me about house party. Because I just downloaded it. But I've not really
house party. Not,
yeah, go on.
It's a lot easier to use. It's a lot easier to use than Zoom. So basically, you just go through your contacts, and you can just add people and start conversations like that. But the thing with house party,
we're losing is that
losing who?
You. Oh, you're back now. Go on. Say that again.
Femi's gone. The thing with house party. Is that anyone can join?
Yeah.
So imagine you're having a private conversation. You see our conversation now?
Yeah.
No one can join it because they don't have the link. House party, if I'm online and I see you, man, see one of you online, I can just join the convo.
Nah, I'm not on it. I don't like it. I'm not on it. What? This random like, just like popping it. Up in your convo.
But this is why I said it would be good. For a cut the chat one for the listeners.
That's a good idea.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They can just join.
That's funny.
But what's one, what's happening?
Boredom. Absolute boredom.
Really?
Huh?
So who have you been in your house all day?
Yeah.
All I've day. Been all over London.
No, you have not.
All over London.
Are you serious?
I am.
Why?
I went to the shop because I had to clean up and tidy up, like throw all the stuff out of the fridge and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And went and helped someone do some shopping because they couldn't really get out. So I went and done their shopping. And then I went to go see Vic.
So you've actually been all over London?
But I've been out.
What's it like?
I've been flouting. It's not as quiet as I thought it would be. It's not as quiet as it should be, I don't think. But I think it's going to get... Did you get the text message from the government today?
Yeah. Walk up to that boy. What a thing to wake up to. A text message from the government. It's all mad.
I didn't even know they had those powers.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying.
That says a lot, boy.
They just like We're messaging man on man's personal number.
I'm saying.
When did I give it to you, cuz? When did I give you permission to send me texts about your lockdown on my phone?
Straight. No, you're right. 100% right.
We need to allow it. We need to stop abusing the powers.
Who's that coughing like that?
That's
no one's coughing. It's people in your house.
No, I got a cough in mine.
There's no one in my house. Huh? But yeah, that message was a bit wild still.
Yeah.
No, you my know, one didn't come in the morning. My one come way after everyone else has got theirs, man.
Yeah, I got mine at 6:30.
Lee's I got mine, like, literally.
Hello? Lee, you're dead there.
Am I in?
We did it. Why
is my camera not working?
Put it on, innit?
Turn it on, innit? I don't know why you got that.
Oh.
Click your screen and turn on the camera. There you go.
There you go.
Blood, I am cramping like a bitch, bro.
Are you alright, bro? Are you alright?
No, but I'm in some serious pain, cuz.
Serious.
Yeah, bro. I'm struggling, bro. Mm. You not a cunt.
In bed all day.
Yeah, bro.
Serious.
Yeah, bro.
Hurt, fam.
I bet it's gone. I ain't even been shit.
You're constipated as well.
No, I ain't been shit.
Yeah, that's what constipated means.
No, but I'm not even feel like I don't feel like I'm blocked.
He's got no food in you.
You know, like, if you know when a girl says she's on, and you can imagine that pain. Well, I feel like the eggs need to drop. Belly's killing me, bro. Oh my god!
Is it getting worse?
I took some charcoal tablets.
Does that help?
This can't be corona.
So what is it then? Have you got the call?
When's the last time I spoke to you, man? You know, man, I had to phone 111, bro, the other day. Did I tell you?
Nah, can you not stop laughing at him? Man's in real pain. In real pain.
Bro, I phone 111. They're useless, bro.
Yeah, I was
quickly, guys, should I put it out there? Do you see, like, I'm in a group chat with lots of people in TV, and like one of them's like, oh, do you know what? I've got a laptop and I've got their headset, and yeah, now I'm doing 111. You know, when you call 111, you're calling some people in their yard.
Wait, what is it?
Wait,
let me ask you a question. Has he had any medical training?
No.
Bro, you know what? It makes sense, you know, because...
Wait, so I could
you
just
know, get... It makes sense. Because the girl that I was talking to hadn't have a clue what she was on about. I was like, what? She had a strong Yorkshire accent, didn't it? I was thinking, what is she saying?
Yeah,
wait.
You see when you call 111, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you're calling.
No, my God.
Why is David dying? Where is David dying?
Wait. He's a cunt, that's why.
Can I ask a cunt? Are you not telling me that while I sit at home, I can just be 111 if I just get the headset?
Yeah, bro.
That is sick. How much do they pay? I need a public service announcement. I need everybody to just stay where they are because everyone sounds cutting in out. Not too much moving around. Damon, say something.
Yo, you know what it is? I'm just laughing at Lee half naked, hugging his pillow.
Serious.
That's what I'm laughing at.
Yeah.
But yeah, that makes sense for me. The whole 111 thing and the working, that makes sense.
You're just calling like a random person.
Have you done it before? Has anyone phoned it?
I did.
My missus.
They're reading a script, didn't it?
Mm. Yeah, it's just a script.
Yeah, I can imagine, bro, because I just wanted to get off the phone, man. I couldn't. She had strong. She sounded like I couldn't understand. What is she saying?
So it's basically you get paid the living wage, and you don't have to leave your home. You basically all you need is a Windows 10 PC or laptop, a landline phone with a headset, and a DBS check at your own cost. You get paid the living wage, and you don't have to leave your home, and that's pretty much it.
And what? They need that's dope. A DBS.
You could do that job.
Yeah, I want that.
You could definitely do that job after you stop having Corona, of course.
Oh no! Wait, listen, Lee, can you hear me?
Yeah.
What's going on in your house? What's going on in your house? Because every time you keep on looking around, like something's climbed through the window.
They did. There's a big dragonfly in my bedroom, blood, and I'm like, oh my god, bruv. It looks like a bat. Then the lights are going dark, bro. You know when it goes past the light and it gets dark, you think, what the fuck is that?
Lee, your hairline. Oh, it's all going wrong. Wild, today, fam. Have you seen Lee's hairline? What's going on?
Gone. Gone. I got 9 weeks to grow it.
Fam, don't do it. Come on, just pull it off. Pull it off you like me.
Nah.
You can do it,
bro. I need to go to the beard before I start.
You know.
I need to bring it down before I can take it off.
Wait, is everybody really doing this no trim challenge?
Yeah, I'm not doing no trim.
But I don't really get how I can get a trim.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, Damon's doing back room trims. I'm chilling.
I might try and work something.
When are you close to further notice?
Yeah, you're further notice.
Or 90 days?
90 days?
They said further 3 weeks, bro.
3 weeks.
The government said 3 weeks. You know what they're saying.
Yeah. No, but what did you lot think about Boris's speech?
I just found it. There's a bit that's hilarious. If your friends ask you to come out, tell them no.
Just say no. I'm not coming out.
It's stupid, isn't it? Why isn't he just doing official lockdown? I don't understand.
There's not enough police or army. Because what they're going to do, like, if the whole country doesn't follow the lockdown, what they're going to do is start killing people.
Yeah, for real, boy.
How can you enforce it, really?
Yeah, it's hard.
that's the man that grew up in Abuja. He done taught there. They can't.
How can they enforce it, really? And they're also saying, oh, do you know what? Actually, building sites can stay open. This can stay open. This can stay open. How can they really enforce it when they've made it? So they've made it a lockdown, but it's such a flexible lockdown, that...
Yeah.
The joke, isn't it?
Possible for them to enforce themselves to enforce.
Even Sports Direct had to stay open. They had to mug the thing.
What a Sports Direct on a bad thing. They wrote a letter to the government.
They're on a rebel thing, bro.
They were like,
they said they're key workers. That is the best one I've heard.
They got their CEO. Their CEO wrote a letter. Their CEO wrote a letter to the Prime Minister. They do not give a damn. They don't.
Stay open then?
No, but they got told to shut down.
The government told them to lock off. Yeah, they told them to shut it down.
Mike Ashley, you know, he's been a rebel from what day?
Yeah.
That Mike Ashley.
You really thought he was going to get customers today, though? What's wrong with him? Man. But
this is the thing. I tried to go there last on Saturday gone to get a skipping rope and a couple bits and pieces, and they were sold out. So, What?
You would have went there today?
I would have.
A little Schlesinger vest. And a Lonsdale tracksuit.
I thought they only made tennis shoes, blood.
Fool.
Yeah, do you know what's mad? Yeah, and cool. Neighbor will be rocking a slazzing vest. That's what you I put you in your house.
You don't business. Look at this the other day, and my man got him on. Sports Direct Classics. Neighbor's a big man that don't give a shit. You know, when you have that big man, you don't care. He's got that attitude. I don't care. I don't business. I'm gonna run the joke.
Bloody fool. On my travels, I saw enough people still on road.
I heard there was movement this morning.
There was what?
Like everyone, rush hour apparently was packed.
Oh, wow. People going to work still.
People are still there. Boy, certain people still got to make moves.
Mm.
Yeah.
This is a job thing.
You know what, right? I went Tesco's in Port Aneath, to get a couple bits and pieces. But I'm in Tesco's now. Imagine there's a guy singing loud, a black brother, big guy. Mm. He's overweight, but you know those guys that are big, so they're not just fat, they're just big, yeah?
Mm.
So he's singing, he got in front of him and he's singing loud to himself. And everyone's walking past him, looking at him like he's crazy and all of that. But I saw him in Tesco's before he started singing. He's walking down the back of Tesco's shop with a loaf of bread. He starts having a conversation. Loaf of bread. Yeah. Don't go back around there because there's nothing there for you. This is the last loaf of bread. You know, my man gave her the loaf of bread.
Go on.
That's nice of him.
Humanity.
My gave
her. That's nice of him.
He loaf said humanity bread. As though he's on BBC One Extra. Damn words. Go on, Ace. Go on, Ace. BBC One Extra words there. Don't know.
Like, I was rating my man still. We need more of that. But then, even when I was in Tesco, when I went shopping earlier in the day, and even in the evening, there's bare food.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When I went.
That's what my missus said, though. My missus said there's food, but there's like certain things that are just not there. Like there was no chicken, and there was no tissue, and there was no. Do you know what I mean? But most other things were there.
No, it just depends on what time you go. Because I went to a couple in North London. And they had nothing. But then I went to the Tesco's on by Nando's, Dragon Road. They had everything. They would still only let you buy two or three of one item. Mm-hmm. When you come down to South, they had everything. You're right for me. There was a bit sparse on a couple things like Alpro milk and kind of like one away things, but you could do the Tesco's that I was in, both of them, you could do a proper week's shop of fruit, vegetable, meat, fish. I don't know if I saw rice, but potatoes, there was bare things. So yeah, it's not bad out there. It's not bad.
I got a little trailer dropping tomorrow for my pilot film still.
Go on. Do we get a little preview tonight? Can we get a little preview tonight?
Oh, do you not want to see it?
Yes, please. Yeah.
You can't really like
send it to the group, innit?
Yeah, send it to the group. The people that are listening to the podcast are just gonna be like, yeah, that's cool.
Oh, sorry, people on the podcast. Sometimes it's not everyday listen, innit? Sometimes be part of the podcast.
And it be what? Part of the movie.
what are you talking about? Ali, why have you turned off your camera? Where have you done that?
No, I was going for my WhatsApp.
I'm trying to send a video on WhatsApp now.
I need my charcoal tablets, man. I need some Pepto Bismol. That's what I need or something, man.
I don't get it. Like,
has your dad cooked for you again?
You're a fool. But to be fair, my dad's been checking up on me, you know.
Maybe has because he caused the situation that you're in now.
Mm. And
noodles and baked beans.
We've had a death in the family due to Corona, though, today.
Oh, no.
Don't lie.
Yeah, swear down. My mum's uncle died today. Shit, he was in a home.
Sorry.
No, it's cool, man. He was in a home. To be honest with you, he's been in such a bad way for a couple of years now. Like, he's got dementia. He's stage 4 dementia. And, do you know what I mean? He's been in such a bad way. I mean, it's been quite mad, to be honest with you. You know, you're kind of like waiting for that time. And then he got a fever yesterday. And then they said in the home that the deepest thing is that my mum wasn't allowed to go and see him because obviously they locked down the home last week. And then obviously she'd been seeing him for the last 2 years, twice a week. And now he's going to have a funeral and we can't attend the funeral in it because of it. So literally he's got to get because he's got it in it. So he has to get, he's going to get cremated anyway, but we can't have a funeral for him. Yeah.
Wow.
Fuck off.
Yeah, bruv. Mad, isn't it?
And then obviously because you guys can't be in.
Because you can't be. You can't be. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
No, but they, when I'm watching what Boris was saying yesterday, funerals are one of the only things that can continue.
Yeah, I
to
think
happen.
You can attend. Yeah, but I think you can attend a normal funeral, but you can't attend if they died due to corona.
Oh wow,
that doesn't make that doesn't make sense to me.
Like, I'll, you know what? I'm going to do what I'm doing. My mom's sorting it all out now. Once I find out the full thing, but I know that that's we've been told already that there can't be a funeral.
That's because there was a funeral, a big one today when I went up to see Vic, like a mad one. And then I remembered, they did say that.
Yeah, but only funerals, they're still running it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you hear in Spain? No, it is mad. Like, mumsy's obviously in bits, but I got my aunt that lives in Spain as well, so she can't do nothing about it. But it is what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, hear that, brother, mum.
Yeah, man, it's cool, man.
Mad.
Sorry, did I just put a dampener on the podcast?
The whole team.
I'm about to let off some fireworks and some poppers. What's wrong with you?
No, do you know what? To be honest with you, though, but at least you know it's true because I still wasn't believing this thing was real.
Mm. Why?
You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't hear no one that had died. I just seen the numbers and I'm hearing it, but I don't know no one. I'm still not really sure who actually got it, like a direct friend. Like, now I'm starting to think whether my thing is that or food poisoning. You know what? I'm going to tell you the truth, yeah? Do you know what happened? So the other day, this is why I'm thinking it could be food poisoning.
Hold on. Here we go, Lee. Run the thing down.
All right. So the other day, yeah, me and the missus, we thought, right, we're going to stock up on like chips and stuff, innit? And fish fingers. You know, like if you want a snack.
Yeah.
Yeah? So I went in and I got some chicken dippers.
Hold on. Wait, bro. Why does Ace have a special backdrop?
Why did you do that?
Hold on. Go back to. Why are you changing your background?
My bad, man. That's why.
Oh yeah, it says visual background.
I know. Why are you stealing my things, fam?
Oh. Where'd you get that from? On your laptop?
It says choose a virtual background. Not everyone's gonna do it.
Yeah. You can choose one for your phone.
I can't see it.
He's just laying on the bridge with a pillow. All right, Lee, go on. You chicken dippers.
Babe.
Thank you, babe. I'm doing a live podcast.
Oh, sorry. Hello, babe.
It's Tuesday, babe. It's Tuesday. Alright.
So what happened is the other day, look at Femi, he loves it, innit? Always promo.
This is hard. Promo Fems.
They're gone.
Yeah, so basically, we went to 4, we thought we'd get some snacks. And she got fish fingers and chips, and I thought I'd get the chicken dippers, yeah? Mm-hmm. So Hero, can you see mine?
You're back in your room. Just finish the conversation,
okay?
Boy.
So yeah. So basically, yeah. I got the chicken dippers, and then 2 days ago, we were like, "Oh, let's just fling the snacks on, innit?" So I done the fish fingers and the chicken dippers just in a rush thing. And I thought, oh, you know what? You know when you bite into the dipper and you think, I don't know if this is right, but I'm starving. And it can go chew. It was still rubbery in the middle, wasn't it? But I thought, nah, it's been there for a while. It's been in there at least 40 minutes. That can run. So, and I know I ate six of them. So I'm thinking, it must be, is that, could I get food poisoning from that?
Yes.
I reckon it might be that, innit?
Fam, why are you eating chicken dippers, fam? Chicken dippers? Because
Magister was a snack thing.
So you're mad.
So you ate raw chicken dippers?
No, I cooked it for 40 minutes, man.
But it still tasted raw.
I don't know. It tasted a little bit. You know what? It did taste suspect. I'll be lying if I said it didn't. It tasted a little bit suspect, but some bits tasted all right. So I thought, you know what? This ain't gonna kill me. I got a yardie belly, innit? Obviously not. But then again, it could just be the Rona, innit? It could just be Rona.
Yeah.
It could just be Rona still.
And like, yesterday's symptoms were really bad. Like, so yesterday on my chest, yeah, it felt very heavy. To a point, you know what's mad? This is a true story. I actually started thinking of Victor when it was on my chest and I didn't want to go to sleep.
Okay.
Last night. Like, I was thinking, yeah. Oh my God, imagine that this is how he felt, because you know, they said that it was, he must have felt heavy in his chest. You know, you lot used to say he felt heavy in his chest. So I was thinking, my God, do I really want to go to sleep now? So I was up to like 3 in the morning, and then, literally woke up. I didn't feel it on my chest no more, but my stomach's just been cramping all day. And my back's aching. Headache behind the eyes.
Jeez, so look at my backdrop. Yeah.
Level.
Yeah,
I think we should put something out to the one extra. See, I'm not even at work here. Sorry, cut the chat listeners.
The one extra life, boy.
Cut the chat listeners. Like, whatever you guys want us to talk about over the next week or so, like any questions, dilemmas, things going on in your house, relationship corners, anything you want to tell us, any of your favorite podcast moments, anything you want to say. How should they get us on Twitter or Instagram? Instagram. DM us at Cat the Chat on Instagram.
Or Twitter.
Or Twitter. Yeah, because we're just going to be chatting the same shit every day. And for some strange reason, Lee wants to make the podcast really depressing today. It's a sad thing. More sad stuff. What have you not been watching?
It's real, though.
What have you been watching?
All right, so I've watched Self Made.
Okay. But I'm hearing there's a lot of distruth in that.
I'll be honest, you see the Self-Made thing, yeah?
Yeah.
I found it so corny.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't believe, I hope they didn't spend my budget on it, because it just felt so cheesy. It felt like I was watching cheese.
Because I don't know what it is. What is it? Explain
Self-Made, it. Self-Made is about Madam CJ Walker, the first self-made female millionaire in America.
Black female.
No, just the first. She was the first.
Oh, is it? Oh, wow.
Yeah. Black or white. And so she basically is this poor woman, some light-skinned woman basically says to her, helps her. She's a washerwoman. So she's a laundry woman, as in, but back in the day, you would just wash people's clothes with your hands. And she was like barely making ends meet. And then she meets this woman. She shows her to look after herself, look after her hair. She basically tries to become a seller for this woman's hair product. The woman doesn't have it because the woman's like, you're ugly, you're dark skinned. This woman's mixed race. She's basically like saying, you're ugly, you're dark skinned. No one wants to be like you. No woman would buy my product off you, blah, blah, blah. So Madam CJ Walker goes off and makes her own product. And then from there, she just built and built and built till she became like super rich and live right next door to Rockefeller.
Wow.
The actual original Rockefeller.
You didn't like it?
No, I mean, they only did one scene between her and him, so that wasn't a big deal. But, like, the twist of the story is that, oh, the mixed race woman is just onto her. She's just evil. Like, the mixed race woman in it is just, like, you know, like, the pantomime evil, like... He's so stupid. The pantomime evil mixed race woman. That's basically what this show does. But it's an interesting show. I just find it a little bit too corny. I find it mad. Like, you know when you watch period things and then they're playing hip hop and stuff.
Yeah.
It was all of that, and then there's a sequence at the start where it's almost like they're in a boxing ring. Her and the mixed race woman. So it's like this, you know, like this other world where they're like boxing, and every time someone does something to hurt the other one, there's a punch or like, do you know what I mean? It's just corny, man. But I enjoyed it. With all that said, it was good to see something about a historical figure. You know, like every Caribbean shop has got that picture of CJ Walker on a cart with her, like, with her friends. And, like, you know, it was nice to get a little bit more context and a little bit more story. And I finished watching this South African show as well called Queen Sono.
What are you watching this on, fam?
Netflix.
Okay.
There's a show called... Tonight. Yeah, the self-made thing's not bad. I'd recommend it. The Queen Sono one's good as well. It's like a South African James Bond with this mixed race woman. But it's like... It wants to be like, it's like a 6-part series. It's not bad. It's not bad. It's not
good
great.
Quality, high quality.
Yeah.
Good ratings.
Huh? Say that again, Lee.
No, I'm saying, is it good grade?
Yeah, proper thing. Proper thing.
Grade. Oi, proper thing. You don't need to watch his. Have you seen Tiger King on Netflix? It's trending.
No, man. Not yet.
Is that the one that's trending? That Tiger thing I've seen when I go into the Netflix. Anyway.
It's hard. I finished it today.
What is it?
It's about these mad people that collect animals, but they've got like bear scandal and that going on in the background. It's sick. Matt, it's a documentary.
What is it?
Yeah, watch it.
I'll watch it tonight, actually, yeah.
It's mad.
I was going to watch Contagious. What's that? Contagious? On Prime, Contagion. Yeah, Contagion. But the wife don't want to watch it, innit?
Yeah, it's about Corona.
It's about the bats.
It's good to watch. It's good to watch. It shows you how these things spread rapidly around the world. And this thing was made in, I think, 2011. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's way before all of this, but it's a very good film.
Have you not heard of this Netflix thing that you can all watch something at the same time?
Yeah, Netflix party.
Is that what it is? Netflix party?
Mm-hmm.
And we can all watch the same film at the same time.
Yeah,
but so what does that mean? Say that again.
If one person pauses, does that mean everyone has to get paused as well?
I don't know, cause never used it.
Probably. Yeah. What was I saying?
Is it me on social media looking kind of dry at the moment, boy? You bear people be missing off my timeline. I bear people be missing, boy. Ain't got nothing to say now, innit? Now back to back to basics.
Fam, I did my first post in weeks today, boy.
Yeah, boy, people you be know quiet me. On this thing, bro.
Promo fems and that.
The memes are banging, though. I'm not going to lie. Some of the memes are funny.
What's your favorite memes?
I like the one that Lee posted earlier. No more shopping sprees. No, that's funny.
Classic.
That is funny.
You know, I like the one where the man asked the man his name, the police officer. He goes, "What's your name?" He goes, "No." And the guy goes, "Listen, if you don't stop, I'm going to arrest you." And he goes, "I'm going to ask you again. What's your name?" And he goes, "Shumanamanamanamanam." All right, mate, you're nicked. Yeah, that's a classic. There are some good ones though, man. There are some proper good ones. Did you see the traffic warden giving out the ticket?
Fuckery.
It's out of order, innit? Yeah. Why are councils still trying to make money?
I saw them outside my window today.
Why are they still trying to make money? I don't get it.
It's fuckery.
Why not?
I hear you, but come on, man. People got to self-isolate. You're telling everyone to not go nowhere. So some people are going to chill somewhere else. Do you know what I'm saying? And you're going to just be busy up yourself giving man ticket.
It's all mad.
I think they need to lock off.
What? Our traffic wardens.
They need to lock off traffic wardens. Real talk.
Like, are they key workers then?
That's exactly. No, they're not. No, they're not.
If they're not key workers,
you know,
they shouldn't
you know
be
the
out
whole
there,
purpose of a traffic warden. The purpose of a traffic warden is to keep traffic flowing. That's their original purpose, to keep traffic flowing. If there's no traffic on the roads, what are you out there for?
Oh, but then they might just say they're called parking attendants, don't it?
Well,
parking you don't really hear them called traffic wardens no more. They're like parking. Yeah, for real though. I was at summer window waiting for man to roll up. Waiting to customer.
What would you have done?
I would have just went out with no top on, innit? I'll see what he's doing in my whip.
You fool.
Oh, Femi, I like that one, you know.
All right, we're gonna finish this off because it's not free anymore after
ain't it?
40 minutes or something.
Yeah.
We have to pay.
Yeah.
But yeah, again,
40 minutes.
Right, lucky.
I don't know.
What?
Yeah, no, we're over half an hour now. Yeah.
No, okay. Yeah, I need to go. I need to change my pad anyway.
Right, again, if you got anything you want us to talk about, hit us up on Instagram or on Twitter. We're gonna keep trying to have this thing rolling. A few more pods every in the week.
What are you saying? Stay have safe, you got Disney Plus, Ace? Have you got Disney Plus?
I'm about to get it.
We're getting it tonight.
Yeah, man. 7-day free trial. Anyway.
What is it worth? Even if
it's 7-day free trial.
Slow down.
Yeah.
Slow down. What's going on? What's going on here?
Disney Plus
is out today.
And what's on there?
Everything. Every Disney movie, ever. Marvel, Star Wars, ESPN.
Is it?
Simpsons, yeah. Everything.
$5.99 a month, £50 a year. I might have to cop it.
What are you saying? There's a free trial.
Yeah.
In Black Panther.
Everything. Every Marvel movie. Bro.
Every Disney thing ever.
What?
make a suggestion. Femi or Ace, yeah? Make a suggestion of something that we need to watch. Because I finished watching... I'm watching Blackish.
Bro, man just told you two shows already, fam.
Yeah, man. Watch Tiger King.
Damon, where's Blackish on Netflix?
Amazon.
They sounded dead.
Is it on Prime for free?
I think it's on Amazon. I was watching it on Sky, to be fair.
Okay.
What is it on?
I thought it was on Amazon.
No, it's not on Amazon. Well, I'm
one season down, so I do need to find it back, to be fair. So I'm a season down.
Ace, can you do a game show next time, please?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, do a game show. All of our general knowledge.
Yeah, let's do it. We'll do it tomorrow night.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Are you sure?
Yeah, 100%.
I'm down.
Why not, man?
We'll do name that tune. We'll do... All right, everybody has to have their first... We'll sort this out in a group. All right. I'm going to lock off because they're going to start charging me.
All right, bye.
All right, little more.
Yeah.
One second.
Hey, Ace. What are you wearing?